This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Today, the utility Spectra Energy received federal permission to start service of its controversial natural gas pipeline in West Roxbury. The Houston-based company says it will begin transmitting gas to its customer, National Grid, in Boston as of December 1st. This morning, about 30 anti-pipeline demonstrators gathered at the West Roxbury site where work on a gas pumping facility has just finished.
The sun is shining, and so are we. This is where we are called to be.
The demonstrators say they'll keep fighting, and they'll seek an injunction to prevent the pipeline from operating. Bruce Gellerman, senior correspondent for WBUR, was at the protest. He's with us now in studio to give us the latest. Bruce, what happened at this protest, and who was there?
Well, as you say, there were about 30 anti-pipeline demonstrators. It was a peaceful pipeline process, but among those who were there was Mayor Marty Walsh.
We have several schools in this neighborhood. We have nursing home facilities. We have residents. So I'm asking Spectra not to turn it on. I'm asking them to hold off and have a common courtesy and sit down with us a couple more times before this gets turned on.
But it doesn't look like that's likely, Deb, because the city has tried to have an injunction. It was defeated in the courts. They do have another appeal, but that's iffy. The pipeline seems to be going on just starting December 1st.
And Bruce, this fight over the West Roxbury Lateral Pipeline has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, almost 2 years now. Some of the people in the demonstration actually have been protesting every day since work began on the pipeline. Nearly 200 people have been arrested during demonstrations, and they're concerned because this goes right through a densely populated residential area, and it's right across the street from an active quarry where they're blasting once a week. I spoke to one of the women who was a demonstrator there.
My name is Nancy Wilson. I'm a resident of the incineration zone. I live just a few blocks from this area that is certainly going to explode at some point if this construction continues, if it's allowed to go online, and if the blasting in the quarry is allowed to continue. This is not a question of if. This is definitely a question of when.
So, Deb, this is a pipeline that's pressurized at 750 pounds per square inch. That's more than twice the pressure of the pipeline, if you remember back 6 years ago, when a pipeline exploded in San Bruno, California, killing 8 people.
But Spectra Energy says this pipeline is safe, right? And they have federal permission.
Oh, yeah, of course. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, supersedes state and local authorities. It's the first and really the last word on pipelines in the nation. And Spectrum has gotten the okay. The Roxbury Lateral, as it's called, is a 5-mile section of pipeline. It's part of a much larger billion-dollar project that's supposed to increase the capacity of New England's largest natural gas pipeline. The gas comes from fracking fields in Appalachia, and protesters say it's not really going to Boston, but that the gas is going to serve other parts of New England. Mary Lee Hanley, who does community outreach for Spectra, says that's not the case.
That's 100% incorrect. That gas will provide service to National Grid to heat homes and businesses in the West Roxbury and Boston area.
So Hanley says National Grid in Boston is their customer, and the gas is going to be going there to heat homes and businesses.
Bruce, this comes as national attention is on another pipeline project in North Dakota, and a demonstrator with Massachusetts connections was recently hurt during a protest there.
That's right. That's Sophia Wilansky. She's a 21-year-old recent college grad from Williams College. She was originally from New York. She's among those arrested in West Roxbury demonstration, but she was in North Dakota, and she was injured there very severely. Her dad says that she might lose her arm, that his daughter told him that a law enforcement officer threw an object at her that exploded, but law enforcement officials say that's not the case. Their officers were felt they were under attack, and that she was really hurt by a small propane tank that exploded, and it came from protesters.
Right. And so she had emergency surgery, prayer service at Williams last night. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
So getting back to the Roxbury Lateral, Bruce, what's next?
Well, Monday morning, demonstrators say they're going to be rallying at the metering and regulation facility, which was just constructed there. That's the thing that compresses the gas. And they're not going to give up their fight.
All right. Bruce Gellerman, senior correspondent for WBUR. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.